Hey, I'm Tracy Burns. Welcome to Wine on the Street. So this Saturday is Open That Bottle Night. Yes, Open That Bottle Night, OTBN for short. It was created back in 1999 by Dorothy Gator and her husband, John Brecker. So they were the Wall Street Journal wine columnists, married couple, wrote about wine. And they started getting all these letters from people that would say, you know, I was holding this bottle to share with my father when I became a father, and now my dad has passed. Or I was saving this bottle because I thought it was so fabulous, and then by the time I went to open it, I held it for too long and it was past its time. Like, they were getting all these like just terrible letters from people about their wines that they decided, you know what, life is too short. We're gonna start a tradition here. Open That Bottle Night means the bottle that you've been holding because it reminds you of something, or because you were waiting to have it with someone, open it. So they picked a random day to do this, and it has become this worldwide celebration. So now, the last Saturday of February every year is Open That Bottle Night, and that is this coming Saturday. So you got to get ready for this. You know, Dorothy and her husband John got a comment from a reader after the first Open the Bottle Night, and he wrote it. The person wrote in and said, drink it, don't revere it. And I think that is so important. It's just wine at the end of the day. And I think sometimes we get a little over the moon about holding and saving and aging. Just drink it. If you talk to many winemakers, they want you to appreciate and drink their wine. So drink it. And it doesn't have to be the most expensive bottle. Like, pick a bottle that has a story to tell that you bought on a trip or something, or open up something that you put away to remember somebody by. Just drink it Saturday night. Now Here's a few things, though. If it's a super old bottle, if you're one of those that holds and ages and all the power to you, maybe stand it upright for a day or two beforehand, because you want the sediment, if there is any, to fall to the bottom. And then be really super careful when you go to cork it, because the cork might be old and brittle and break into a billion pieces. You know, the corks that have like the prongs, the one on each side where you can kind of slide it up slowly, that's probably the best for an older bottle. Either way, just be careful. And then when you go taste this wine, don't be upset if it doesn't taste like what you were expecting. One, it may have gone bad. Like, sometimes people hold bottles for way too long. Not me. Anything that comes in my house, I drink. But I'm not the norm. People hold bottles. So have a plan B, I think. Either way, have so much fun with this. You know, I did get to speak to Dorothy about this, and she, you know, she just said, like, wine changes. It happens. And sometimes there's a certain, her words, not mine, certain wisdom to older wines. They're beautiful in their own way. They might not be what you're expecting, but try to appreciate the variations. She actually is so fabulous. So she and her husband are the founders of this event. And what they're doing, believe it or not, is they're meeting at a restaurant in Manhattan. Yeah, I swear, it's the craziest thing. They're meeting at this restaurant in Manhattan, and they are opening a very old port, she told me, a 1994 port, as well as a big magnum of something. And every year they go out and they do this, and they actually invite other people to show up and bring their wines and share them. I think it's the coolest thing. The beauty of wine lovers in general is that everyone wants you to taste, share it, taste it, tell me what you like about it. So she's actually going to be at a restaurant on the I think it's on the upper west side of Manhattan, and there's a link to it in my column. You could check it out if you want to go. And she says, come. You just, the only thing is, you have to share your whatever the bottle you're opening that night is, you have to share it as well. I think that's just so cool and kind. So make this something that's fun and fabulous, and don't be sad that you like drank some bottle you were holding. And truth of the matter is, don't wait to do this once a year. You should do this all the time. Unfortunately, we just never know. This life is so fleeting of ours. Appreciate every moment. Don't save anything. Don't wait. I say drink it. Drink it all. Fast and furious. But this Saturday night, if you are drinking something that you pulled out, please email me. Tell me the story. I would love to hear about it. Because people are doing this in Antarctica, in Australia, in Thailand, all over the world now. People are celebrating Open That Bottle Night. So get in on the action. Go get yourself a great bottle and share it. Let us know the story. Tell me everything. I'd love to hear it. Centanni.